Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Right now, though, going to talk some bracketology in this NCAA tournament, which I think everybody else is just up in arms about Oklahoma State and Oklahoma. But beyond that, it looks like the tournament committee at least did many good things. And you get the play-in games, if you want to call them that, or the first-round games, as they want you to call them, or whatever they're calling them now. And we're going to talk with Gary Parrish, CBS Sports College Hoops analyst, joining us right now on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Gary, how you doing?
I'm good. You okay?
I'm doing wonderful. Look, I'm sitting right now. I've got a Maryville baseball park here in Arizona right in front of me. That's my office today. So if I was any better, I would implode and burst into flames.
Yeah, it feels like you're doing better than me. I'm at home with three kids who are on spring break. I'm juggling a lot of different things.
Oh, my God. Now, yeah, is the weather...
I've been in New York for 8 straight days. I just got home last night. And I've been so focused on, like, work stuff, out of town, detached from reality, I had no idea my kids were on spring break. So, like, I, 45 minutes ago, just randomly walked in my oldest son's room looking for something that I thought he might have stolen from me, because he does
right.
That sometimes. And he's, like, sitting there on his computer. And I'm like, what are you doing home? And he's like, it's spring break, Dad. I have no idea what's even going on with my family.
Every year when the tournament comes out, the first thing I look for, I never look for the first seed to ever be the first seed in history to get beat by a 16, never get to that. I always look for the 5-12 matchup. And the two most likely, New Mexico State, I think, has a legitimate shot at beating Clemson. And Ohio State did not play great towards the end of the season. San Diego State, the Aztecs, I believe, can knock them off. Which one do you choose?
I like New Mexico State, and the reason is simple. A, they're good, so let's just start there. They're good enough to beat the teams that are in front of them. But they got put in an interesting little section here because they opened with Clemson, and Clemson's had a great year. But Clemson is also without its second-leading scorer, Dante Grantham. And then theoretically, they would play in the round of 32, Auburn. And Auburn lost Anthony McLemore, you know, late in the season. So they're without their best post presence, without their best shot blocker. And so Clemson is seeded based on its entire body of work, just like Auburn is seeded based on its entire body of work. But the Clemson team that is going to play this week is not the same Clemson team that got some of those nice wins early that allowed Clemson to get that seat. Same thing with Auburn, and I think New Mexico State could theoretically take advantage of that.
What do you like about this tournament, first and foremost? What really stood out to you to say, you know what, committee got it right?
You know what? I heard you talking about this right before I came on, and I do think the committee actually got it right. I mean, listen, I wouldn't have had Syracuse in. I would have maybe had Notre Dame in instead of Syracuse. But whatever. Like, you know, if we're arguing over the last team in the field, I don't feel like we're arguing over stuff that's that important to the overall bracket. And I think the seeding is mostly right as well. Evidence of that being that I do not believe when the lines opened, a single lower seeded team was favored over a higher seeded team. And that's not always the case. There is always opening round games where a lower seeded team is favored over a higher seeded team. Wichita State and I think Dayton last year is a good example of that. So I think the committee did a nice job. And the idea that, they give us a possible round of 32 matchup between the Arizona Wildcats and the Kentucky Wildcats really makes what would be, I don't have the schedule in front of me, but either a Saturday or Sunday, I mean, high-profile game, lots of five-star freshmen, lots of future NBA draft picks, and whatever the best television window for that game is, that'll be when that game is played, if it is actually played.
We have seen before Virginia. We have seen Villanova. We have seen, obviously, Kansas, all as number ones at some point in time. The new one is Xavier. And what Mac has done there is nothing short of phenomenal. But give me the lowdown on Xavier and Xavier being a number one seed and the likelihood that they can get through their bracket.
Xavier deserved its number one seed based on what it has done this season, based on the resume that the selection committee was looking at, based on the way the selection committee seeds teams. I do not believe that Xavier is one of the best four teams in America, though. Xavier, in fact, is the only of the one seeds that's not ranked in the top 10 at KenPom right now. KenPom, of course, being the most respected metric that analyzes college basketball teams. And so they're good, and they can get to the Final Four, clearly. But they are the most vulnerable one seed, I think. And it's why out of that regional, if you're looking for a place to not take a one seed, because only once in history have all four number one seeds actually gotten to the Final Four. I think if you're looking for a place not to take a one seed, that place is probably in the West Regional. And I ended up going with Gonzaga. You know, Gonzaga obviously went to the Final Four last season. They're a four seed in this bracket. So, but that's got more to do with their quality of resume than it does the quality of team. Gonzaga is actually a top eight KenPom team right now. My point being, if Gonzaga and Xavier end up playing in the Sweet 16, even though Xavier is the one seed and Gonzaga is the four, you can expect Gonzaga to be favored in that game. So Xavier's good. Xavier deserves the seeding, but I will be surprised if Xavier's in the Final Four.
So looking at this, looking ahead, I mean, there's a lot of intriguing matchups, and I really like some of the play-in games as well. We're going to see UCLA and St. Bonaventure, LIU, Brooklyn, and Radford, Syracuse and Arizona State, NC Central, and Texas Southern. While we know that some of these names that are out there, like UCLA at 21-11, Syracuse at 20-13, have some things to prove, Arizona State as well. Is there a team, one of these smaller teams, a St. Bonnie, which has been in the tournament before, an LIU, Brooklyn, a Radford, are one of these teams capable of knocking them off and getting into the postseason?
I really like that St. Bonaventure team. I'm concerned about them because there were Courtney Stockard, who is their third best player and somebody who had been averaging in excess of 20 points per game over the past eight games or so. He missed the A-10 tournament semifinal with a leg issue. And though I'm told he's going to try to play in the first four, he's obviously not going to be 100%. It is one of the, you know, if Courtney is not injured and actually plays in the A-10 semifinal, he probably leads them to a win or helps them to a win. And then, the bubble doesn't shrink. So, a team like Notre Dame actually gets in the field. And then St. Bonaventure probably isn't in the first four. My point being this. Courtney Stockard getting hurt puts them in the first four. Now he's got to come back and play theoretically on a Tuesday instead of a Thursday or Friday. It really makes it tougher than it otherwise would be. But if that St. Bonaventure team, you know, somehow, some way marched into the bracket a little deeper than most expect, it wouldn't surprise me because they've got two of the best guards in America in Jalen Adams and Matt Mobley.
Real quick, we know that Marquette doesn't get in. They go to the NIT. I think a couple of tough losses down the stretch really hurt them. But you've got Wisconsin not there for the first time since Moses was a baby, the first time in a long time we've seen Marquette that we're just right there on the cusp and they didn't get in. Give me the state of basketball in the state of Wisconsin in your opinion.
Listen, Woja, he had that team right there. And, they if they don't lose at DePaul, if they don't lose at St. John's, if they don't lose at home to Providence, then they're probably in the field right now. Those things happen, though, so they're not. And that's disappointing, but I do think he's got that program headed in the right direction. With Wisconsin, you know, we'll see. I mean, Greg, obviously, immediately after replacing Bo, did a wonderful job. But, you know, Bo Ryan never had a season like that season Greg just had at Wisconsin. You know, and ultimately, this is one of the problems for Michigan State, you know, getting a three seed, is that you can usually rely on Wisconsin giving you an opportunity at a quality win, or Indiana giving you an opportunity at a quality win. Indiana being down, Wisconsin being down, those are two of your best programs in the Big Ten. That's the main reason the Big Ten is down. And so we'll see on what happens next. My instincts tell me that Wisconsin will bounce back, but clearly that was a season, in Madison, unlike any season we've seen in a long, long time. That has been that Wisconsin program, one of the most reliable programs in America, and to see it struggle the way it struggled this year was obviously surprising on some level.
Gary, appreciate it as always. Great to talk to you. Enjoy the time at home. By the way, the kids are on spring break, just so you know for sure. And we'll talk to you soon, okay?
I've got it all figured out now. Thanks, man. I'll see you.
All right, buddy. Talk to you soon. There you go. Gary Parrish, CBS Sports College Hoops Analyst, joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider, hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. That's schneiderjobs.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.